every day for decades, Phil Pressel, an engineer, would come home from work, and he couldn't tell his wife anything about what he'd been doing all day. Pressel was designing the cameras for a top-secret U.S. government spy satellite. For 46 years, the government kept the project under wraps, but now that satellite, known as the KH-9 Hexagon, has been declassified, and Pressel can finally talk about his life's work, and Phil Pressel joins me now in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Guy.
Phil, explain what this satellite was meant to do.
The challenge for this satellite, to design it, was to survey the whole globe. Its main purpose, actually, was the ability to verify missile silos and whatever armaments that the Russians had. And it permitted President Nixon in the early 1970s to sign the SALT I Treaty, SALT being Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty.
What was it able to verify?
It verified the number of airplanes, tanks, in one shot, because it orbited the Earth in a polar orbit. While the Earth was rotating beneath it, it could cover the whole Earth. Previous cameras took spotty pictures, and they could move tanks, move planes, and at this way we could count, I mean, the government could count everything.
It reminds me of President Reagan's famous dictum, trust but verify.
Exactly.
And this was the verify.
This was the verify.
You have described this as the most complicated vehicle ever sent into orbit at the time.
Yes.
More complicated than the Apollo missions and those vehicles.
Yes. It is believed by not only those of us who worked on it, but by experts in the government and in industry that it still is the most complicated thing ever put up in orbit, because it had film, and it was the last film recovery system that was used for
reconnaissance.
Actual film. It was all mechanical and, most importantly, electronically controlled. The servo mechanisms controlled the speed of the film relative to the image of the Earth.
Okay, if this was orbiting the Earth and taking pictures on film, how did you actually get the film back to develop it?
The film canisters were sent back to Earth in a re-entry vehicle that re-entered the atmosphere just like the astronauts used to do.
It was just launched out of the satellite.
Right, and then at around 50,000 feet, a parachute slowed it down, and a C-130 airplane caught it in midair over the Pacific.
Wow.
Brought it back to Earth, and then it was developed.
Phil, you actually were not born in the United States. You came
I was born in Antwerp, Belgium.
You came here as a child. After the war.
Yeah. I'm basically a Holocaust survivor.
Could you ever have imagined that you would, as an adult, live in the United States and take part in what clearly was a critical program for the United States and its efforts during the Cold War?
Absolutely not. I couldn't even conceive of living anywhere else but in Europe.
Phil, I noticed you have an iPhone. And as you know, right here in the studio, you and I can go on your iPhone using Google Earth, and we can locate pretty much any location, at least in cities around the world. You can really zoom in. I can find your house. You live in San Diego. That is pretty incredible technology. And if you think about it, it's available to everybody now.
Right.
And your technology was just available to a secret select few people. Yes. Could you have imagined that we would come this far?
Could not imagine it. And the other thing is that we did all of this incredibly complicated work with slide rules, without microprocessors, without solid-state electronics, without CCDs, LEDs, and we used old technology, and it worked.
That's Phil Pressel. He designed the cameras for the recently declassified KH-9 Hexagon spy satellite. He joined me here in the studio. Phil, thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome. Pleasure.